WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox City College. And it is time for a marvelous Monday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. You can join the big show simply by giving us a call at 814-954-7266. Coming off a busy little weekend.
Come on, folks.
We had a great, great weekend.
Oh.
Hope you did as well.
All right. You want to fill us in?
Right. Well, I will do so as the morning unfolds.
Oh.
But, man, adventures galore.
Now, you haven't done the Little League game yet, right?
Not yet. We are heading down today for our first Little League World Series adventure. Planning to leave actually pretty shortly after the show. Get down there and check everything out. Get there good and early for the first game. Will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, that's enough time. Yeah, that's cool. For what it's worth, there's a McDonald's right down the hill.
Ooh,
from the complex.
This is good to know.
Sorry,
I'm
a little familiar with that neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all right, folks, we have an open line program. I tell you what, we have a busy week of guests. Well, later today, or later, next hour, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us, as he does every Monday. We're going to find out about this hurricane that's out there in the Atlantic. No, it's not coming here. If you were at the beach this week, maybe like nasty surf and big waves and so on, but we'll get the full rundown from Joe about Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N. A little bit later on, next hour. Finally, at my house, we got some rain yesterday. I'm thinking, come on, would you? Now, it didn't rain a lot, okay? It was enough to keep the dust down. So, but still, that was thankful. Like, oh, thank goodness. This is an interesting story. So I'm in church yesterday, and the pastor, all right, my friend, is doing the prayers. And at one point in the prayer, he mentioned something about rain. Boy, we could use some rain.
Mm-hmm.
And he even mentions, like, today we could use some rain. Now, at that point, I mean, it was dry as a bone. The sun was out, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So service is over. Folks are leaving. I say to my pastor friend, I shake his hand, as I do every week, and I said, I tell you what, if it rains today, you have clout. We both giggled at that. And I go to the exit door. Now, I hadn't looked outside.
Uh-huh.
All right? The church windows are stained glass windows, so you can't exactly, it's not like looking through a regular window. You can't see what's going on outside. All right? So I go to the door, and I open the door, and it's raining.
We'll get back.
And I do an immediate 180. I go back in the church. I go to the pastor. I'm like, you're good. Did you see this? It's raining right now. We all laughed like, oh, wow, how about that? So, man, if I need something, I know where to go now. I'm going to go to my friend, the pastor. Okay.
There you go.
There we go. Now, I don't know. I'm looking out. We have a regular window here at the studio. Sure looks like rain. Doesn't look like rain out there. It's definitely cooler. I almost grabbed a jacket on the way out the door this morning. I almost did. Now, on my drive to the studio this morning, driving along, I see joggers and people out for walks and people walking their dogs and stuff like that. I passed one lady. She's out walking her dog. I don't think she was wearing a winter coat, but it was definitely a coat. It looked like a rather big coat, and I'm thinking, okay, it's not that cold. She's like, come on, really? She's wearing this coat with a big hood. I'm thinking, okay, that's a bit much. If you're going to the Grange Fair this week, going to be cooler. All right, yay! last week was the hot box. Woo, really nasty. This week, definitely cooler. So there's some good news there, all right?
Indeed.
Have you been to the fair, Mr. Ironhead?
We have not.
Oh, come on. If you're going to go to South Williamsport, you got to go to the fair at least once.
Oh, we've been to the fair many times.
I'm sure you have, but you got to go this year, right?
Don't think that's happened.
I've been there a couple times, and I will be there a couple times more. Now, I'm from Penns Valley, so this isn't far from home. But I was there Friday night, and, you know, I've got my hot sausage sandwich. All right, I made sure to get that. It's now $9. Okay, $9. Now, this is interesting. I was there Thursday night. And now Thursday night is not really, Friday was the first day. Thursday night, people were moved in, although the crowd was very light on Thursday night. But I just decided, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go. So I went Thursday night. I went to this hot sausage stand, which is sort of my tradition. And there it was. And I walk up, and it's closed. Oh, but here's the thing I noticed.
Sadness.
Their signage was up, like hot sausage or hot dogs or other things that they were selling at this stand. And I swear the sign on Thursday night said hot sausage, $8. So I thought, okay. So Friday evening, there I am. I go. Now everything is wide open. Big crowd Friday night. La, la, la. I go to the stand. All right, good. I'm going to get my hot sausage sandwich, and I tell the gentleman behind the counter with everything, onions, peppers, sauce, everything. Put it all on there. And I look over, and it says, hot sausage, $9. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was just here 24 hours ago. So I said to the gentleman, somewhat in jest, I said, I was here last evening, but you guys were closed. That sign said $8. And he's like, no, it's $9. And I said, is this a price increase 24 hours? If I come back tomorrow, will it be $10? I was trying to be funny. I don't think the gentleman got the joke.
Oh, boy.
He was a little, shall we say, testy.
Mm.
I wasn't trying to make a fight. I was trying to be kind of funny. So anyway, the price for a hot sausage has gone up. A buck. Hopefully by the time I go, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, Wednesday, whenever I go, it won't be up to $11, all right? Again, if you haven't been to the fair, you haven't noticed, the price for everything pretty much is up. I mean, everything. Sandwiches, funnel cake, lemonade, everything. It just is, all right? And so we just kind of have to deal with that. I had some fun on Friday evening. Again, I'm kind of wandering around, as I like to do. And if you've been to the fair and you've never done this, you got to take a few minutes and go over to the animal barns. Again, lots of animals. We're talking steers, cows, pigs, goats, sheep, rabbits, I don't know, all kinds of animals, okay? And a lot of local people have put a lot of effort into getting those animals ready for judging, which they have in the arena that they have right there. And so Friday night was Holstein judging, Holstein cows. And I just kind of wander up. If you've never been to the arena, it has seating on both sides.
The half-steen judging will be later this week.
Okay, well, thank you.
And the quarter-steen, wow, we don't even, they're not worth judging.
We don't have those at the grain fair, all right? No, stop that. So there's seating on both sides. Seating was full. In other words, this is a popular item. Either parents of youngsters that are showing animals or family members or just people that are interested in watching this. And so there's a lot of animals there. And so they don't bring them all out at once. They have to do it sort of in segments. And so they bring out, I don't know, it was like five competitors. And they're marching their Holsteins around the arena, and the judge is there, and he's looking over things, whatever he's looking over. I'm never quite sure what determines a blue ribbon or some other ribbon or something like that. So this group is out in the arena. In fact, if you follow us on X Twitter, which, by the way, is Let's Talk 987 Fox.
I can help you out. Pabst is in charge of the Blue Ribbon. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Thank you.
The rest of it, I'm, you know, and if you
want,
mystery.
And if you want to live the high life, I suppose we need to go find Miller or somebody, not Smith or Jones. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, this story. All right. So the young, you know, people are out in the arena. Meanwhile, in the waiting area is the next group of people to come. And I'm kind of standing behind them, separated by a fence. And here's this boy. And I'm thinking maybe 10 years old. He was a little guy, and he had his Holstein cow there. Now, little guy meaning the Holstein cow was as tall as this kid. I mean, we're talking a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his stick in his hand. It's not called a stick. It's just you use it to make sure that the cow, you know, does what the cow's supposed to do, all right, when you're out in the arena. And he's standing there, and I can tell he's nervous. All right, he's kind of fidgeting. He's at the front of the cow. He's standing in line waiting to, you know, get out into the arena and show his animal. And I could just tell, and I'm just standing there like, this is so cute. I can just tell he's nervous and he's fidgeting and he's not paying attention to what's going on at the other end of the cow. Right there in the waiting area, the cow's just splat, splat, splat. He had no idea this was happening because he was looking forward. Meanwhile, the girl and the next cow standing behind him, oh, yes, they noticed. Oh, yes, they noticed. Now, I suppose that's a good thing because I guess I've never done this. If you take your cow out into the arena, you're judging now. If the cow decides to right there in the middle of the arena, that's probably not a good thing. You probably lose points if your cow does that. So in that regard, this might be a smart cow because the cow figured, well, I don't want to do that over there. Okay, I'll do it right here. Must be. I wonder who's in the cleanup crew. But this girl is behind him with her cow, and she's eyeing this like, okay, I got to make sure I don't step on that, okay? And so eventually the group comes out of the arena. Now the boy and the girl and their cows and other people are going into the arena. At that point, I left, and I wish I would have stayed because I just wish, what did that boy get? Did he get a blue ribbon? Did he get another colored ribbon, like second place or third place or something like that? That's one of the beauties of the Grange Fair. All right. Yeah, you know, I got all the other stuff, but people showing their animals, and it was mostly kids and young people. There were a few adults that were showing animals and stuff like that, but it was mostly kids and young people. And, you know, for all the times that we complain, we older types, for all the times we complain about kids and young people.
Oh, those kids.
Well, yes. All right. Yes. We all do that, right? If you go to the fair, these kids, again, and walk through the animal barns and see how hard the kids are working, they need to keep their animals clean, they need to keep their bedding areas clean, that's a lot of work. And it's not the adults doing it for them. No, this is the kids and the young people doing the work, which is a good thing. They're learning some good ethics, some good habits for future work. All right. I don't have any worries about those kids probably in those barns. None. Now, was the occasional one playing on their phone? Yes. Okay. I saw that. But still, you want to see hardworking kids? Go to the animal barns at the Grange Fair. And even when they're not judging, obviously the animals are just kind of there. Well, you don't exactly just leave them alone. You got to watch them. You got to take care of them. You got to feed them. You got to water them. You got to clean their stall. There's a lot of work involved there, and I have a tremendous respect for those kids. Go see them. You go to the fair between now and Saturday night. Now, by Saturday night, the animals are gone, all right? So if you want to go see the animals, you probably need to get there by, I don't know, Thursday, by Thursday night, because then they have the auctions and so on, and at that point, everybody just kind of dissipates. They leave. So if you want to see the animals between now and Thursday, check them out. I mean, it's great stuff. Okay, this is a busy week. It's Penn State move-in week. Now, by the way, it's Penn State move-in week, not move-in day. Yes, I know a lot of kids will show up this weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But if I'm correct, today's the 18th, right? Yeah. This is move-in week, so people could start moving in today. All right. Center Daily Times had a story about parking changes, which, again, for this week, with tons and tons and tons of cars and trucks and whatever coming in, parking can get a little nuts. All right, just trying to find a parking spot to unload your stuff. So if you want to check out that story from, I think that was a couple of days ago, Center Daily Times website, centerdaily.com. Look for that story about parking changes if this affects you. Now, depending on where you are in the country, not here, some schools are starting today, as in K-12 schools. All right, as in little younger people schools. Mm-hmm. Now, not around here, except Phillipsburg. All right, our PO friends start their classes on Thursday. Everybody else around here starts next week. I think it's either Monday or Tuesday next week.
Well, with the public schools.
Right.
Yeah, St. Joseph starts today.
Right. I'm talking about the public schools, okay? St. Joe starts today?
Today.
Boy, that's a bit. Okay, now that, I would consider that early.
Mm-hmm.
During the fair St. Joe's. Come on. What are you doing? Anyway, no, you start whenever you want. PO starts on Thursday. The other area public schools start next week. Around the state, most everybody starts next week. Some do start this week. Probably not today. Probably like PO, more like Wednesday or Thursday this week. But here we go. And high school football, oh my gosh, Friday night.
Oh, yeah,
Here we go. And we both have home games, don't we?
Yes.
You and me.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody in the county has home games. More on that coming up in sports.
Oh, is that right? I didn't even notice that. Mm-hmm. Holy mackerel. All right, there we go. All right, now, of course, when you go to the fair, you're going to eat. All right, yes, you're going to eat food, hopefully yummy food, hopefully not fatty food, but I'll let that to you, okay? When is this going to happen here? I've got a story here about Amazon, all right? We all know what Amazon is, right? Amazon is just getting bigger.
Jungle.
What?
Amazon, it's a jungle.
It's a jungle. It was named after a jungle.
You got to visit the Amazon if you get the chance.
Actually, that would be bucket list.
Yeah, that would be
pretty
cool.
Get down to Brazil. And
absolutely.
I'm talking about the Amazon that's a bit closer to home.
Oh.
All right, the people that deliver things or sell things and so on. When is this going to happen here? All right. Amazon, apparently, I guess this has started. They have launched same-day delivery of produce and perishable food items like meat, eggs, fruits, vegetables, and so on. Same day delivery of perishable items. Apparently, according to this story, they've started this in more than 1,000 cities across the country. Now, I didn't get a list, so I don't know. Center County, are they on this list? I don't know. They want to expand it to over 2,000 cities. Now, when they do that,
that's a lot of cities.
That would definitely be us, okay? But apparently, at some point, you'll be able to, I guess, go to the Amazon website and buy meat or buy, I don't know, carrots or celery, and it's supposed to be same-day delivery. Now, this is ambitious. I mean, this is really ambitious. When this comes, I have to watch, okay? It's going to come to State College. Okay, great. Is it just State College people that can make use of this? I live in Penns Valley. I'm a half hour out of town. Is some Amazon truck going to come to my house with, I don't know, eggs or chicken or something? I have no idea. I know that right now I can't even get a pizza delivery at my house. Yeah, I know. I'm really roughing it. Holy moly.
Rude.
So watch out for Amazon same-day delivery. And when they eventually kind of roll this out to everybody, number one, how many people are going to use it? Number two, existing supermarkets, I mean, how's this going to affect them? Because the idea was produce, you know, perishable items, well, you know, you can't deliver those. Well, Amazon's about to try to do it. What if, you know, Giant, Wise, and Wegmans and so on, what of an effect is it going to have on those stores if people now don't have to leave their house pretty much for anything? I want to be very curious, maybe over the next year or so, to see how this unfolds. This is, again, this is a pretty ambitious plan. And
seems ambitious.
Yeah, thank you very much. So we're going to see how that goes here. And then finally, before we take a break, okay, where did that story go? This was a unique item that I came across. All right, if you make, pasta, and you, shoot, where'd it go? I lost it. Well, okay. Would you get this kind of pasta? All right, now apparently there's a place over in Punxsutawney that is a production factory, and they are now starting to create meat-flavored pasta sauces, but in this case, wild game meat-flavored pasta sauce. Would you purchase this? Now, by wild game, we're talking wild game. That could be deer. That could be, I don't know, wild turkey, maybe. And so this is not just, you know, ground beef or pepperoni. I've seen those pasta sauces. That's old news. Would you get a pasta sauce made with venison, made with wild turkey, made with, you know, something else like that? There's an outfit in Punxsutawney that has started creating these. So I don't know. I would assume check your local supermarket. First, they'll probably have a display or something about these new pasta sauces. Would you go for that? Would you go, Mr. Ironhead, for venison-flavored pasta sauce? What do you think? Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'd try it.
You would try it?
I'm in.
Do you like venison?
I do.
Okay, well, this would be venison-flavored pasta sauce. I don't know. That might take some getting used to. We'll have to see about that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. Oh, my gosh, lots of sportsy stuff. We will have an open line program later on. Yes, big to-do in at the White House today. Seemingly everybody and their uncle is coming. What about Ukraine and Russia? Oh, we got some thoughts on that and some other things. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
for quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk on a Monday morning. It feels like a Monday. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up, but we take a check of sports here in the second segment. It was a busy little weekend in the world of sports, and we'll start with the captains for the 2025 Penn State football team. They have been announced. Linebacker Dom DeLuca becomes a three-time captain for the program, while center Nick Dawkins and quarterback Drew Aller each become two-time captains. Defensive tackle Zane Durant and long snapper Tyler Duzanski are the first-time captains for the Nittany Lions. So five captains for Penn State, which will open the season ranked number two in the Associated Press poll and number three in the coaches poll. The opening game against Nevada is set for a 3:30 kickoff on Saturday, August 30th. Let the countdown begin.
Yeah, we're counting.
It's going to be, what are we, about a month away? It's going to come here pretty
quickly.
It's
a week and a half.
What?
Week and
You've got to be kidding
week
me.
Week and a half.
Good heavens. Next thing you tell me, it's going to be like high school football season within a couple of weeks.
Well, there'll be two games in before they play.
Yes, it's actually week one this week of the high school football season. All five Center County schools will be opening up at home Friday night in a 7 o'clock kickoff. State College will host Gateway. Belfont will welcome Tyrone. Bald Eagle Area entertains Huntingdon. Penns Valley will host Bishop Guilfoyle, and Phillipsburg Osceola entertains Central. We're learning some bits and pieces of some of the winter sports teams' schedules. Penn State wrestling team will host Oklahoma in a duel at Rec Hall on Friday, December 14th. The Sooners will also visit Bucknell the following day. The Nittany Lions will be seeking a fifth consecutive national championship in the upcoming season. And, expectations are pretty high once again for Penn State wrestling. The 20 and under World Freestyle Wrestling Championships are underway in Bulgaria, and action will continue here
later today. Actually, we'll have P.J. Duke, incoming Penn State freshman, in the gold medal match at 70 kilos. Cole Marisola, who will be entering his redshirt freshman campaign with Penn State, will be in the bronze medal match this afternoon at 125 kilos. Also for the U.S., Justin Rademacher will be in the gold medal match at 97 kilos, and Ladarian Lockett is in the bronze medal match at 74 kilos coming up later today. William Henkel, Penn State recruit, is into the semifinals after a win over a Georgian competitor in the quarterfinals. Excuse me, as Henkel pulled away late for the 11-5 win. Henkel is off to a 3-0 start in the tournament, and the United States faring very well, still in first place in the team standings to this point in the tournament in all five Penn State wrestlers and or recruits are competing at the World Championships, which will run through this week in Bulgaria. Also, we learned over the weekend that the Lady Lion basketball team will be traveling to perennial power South Carolina for a non-conference game on Sunday, December 14th. Don Staley has guided the program to three national titles, with the most recent coming in 2022. South Carolina is expected to again be highly ranked this season, return a lot of firepower, and picked up a good recruit or a good transfer portal get over the offseason. Penn State will be looking to rebound from, I think we could safely say, a disappointing season a year ago when they went 1-17 in Big Ten action. Also, the Chicago Cubs, doggone it. Pirates had one there for the taking. The Cubs pull out a 4-3 win yesterday at Wrigley Field to take the rubber game of that series. And they are celebrating in Chicago because the Brewers actually lost. The 14-game win streak is over, and so the Cubs actually gained a game in the standings for the first time in over 2 weeks. Milwaukee is still 8 games in front of Chicago atop the National League Central. In yesterday's game, Joey Bart drove in a pair of runs with a double after Spencer Horwitz got the first run in for the Buccos with an RBI double himself. And just kind of the way things are going for the Pirates this season. The Buccos, if you're keeping track, starting to their hopes of winning the National League Central, they are fading. I think we could fairly say that at this point. It is starting to seem unlikely that at the end of the year the Pirates are going to be atop the National League Central. They are now 52-73 on the season and trail the Brewers by a mere 27 games.
Oh, is that it?
As we head into a big series, a must-win series for the Pirates as they welcome the Toronto Blue Jays to PNC Park. Blue Jays are having themselves a season.
Yeah, they're playing well, yeah.
6:40 start tonight, 6:15 airtime on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Well, if the Brewers can win 14 straight, and that was their winning streak,
yep,
14, then the Pirates can obviously win like 25 straight. They'd be right back in it.
Hey, if the Pirates win 14 straight and the Brewers lose 14 straight,
well, there you go.
Then the Pirates
they're halfway
are
there.
Only 13 games out.
They're
the
halfway there.
The Phillies held off the Nationals for an 11-9 victory yesterday. Philadelphia maintains a 5-game lead over the New York Mets in the National League Central. Phillies at the opposite end of the spectrum. Alec Boehm hit a 3-run homer in his return from the injured list. Nick Castellanos also went deep, and the Phillies overcame a rough start from Aaron Nola, the right-hander returning from the injured list. He gave up 6 runs in 2 1/3 innings in his first major league action since May 14th. But again, the Phillies picked him up and get the big victory as the Phillies. Man, it must be nice. They are, again, in control at the moment in the National League Central. Just has to be a fun feeling to be a Phillies fan. Well, or any team
You could change. Like
competitive.
You could switch.
I can't. I really wish I could. And
could.
I can't.
In state, you know, that stuff. All right.
I do. I wish I could.
Okay.
Phillies will open a truly big series against the Seattle Mariners, who lost to the Mets last night in that Little League World Series matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool experience for, I'm sure, both teams, but certainly for the kiddos. Phillies and the Mariners, again, will open up a series tonight at 6:45 in Philadelphia. Let's see. The Phillies also yesterday placing Zach Wheeler on the 15-day injured list with a blood clot in his right arm. Philadelphia's president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, saying that after the 2-0 loss to the Nationals, that Wheeler was diagnosed with a right upper extremity blood clot. And so he's going to receive some treatment. Not exactly sure what all is involved there. He did pitch Friday and was limited to 5 innings for the second straight start. And, again, they are going to be without their ace here for a couple of weeks. Hopefully everything gets ironed out there and he is able. That is a...
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
No. That is a big thing to watch, both for him, obviously, personally, but also now for the Phillies and their championship hopes here this season. That's going to be a story that will be heavily watched here over the next few weeks. NFL preseason action Saturday night. It's all over. The Philadelphia Eagles will not repeat as world champions. They lost to the Browns. Preseason action 22-13.
Yeah, but who played?
Yeah, no.
That's the thing.
Steelers, no Aaron Rodgers. 17-14 loss to the Buccaneers as well.
Okay.
They play the game, so we got to report this.
I mean, the Bucs had a field goal on the final play of the game.
They did.
All right.
Bad interception.
And
a couple of picks that the Steelers threw.
And I watched like 10 minutes.
I didn't
I'm
even
just like,
see any
okay,
of it.
Yeah. I think I've seen enough.
Yeah, we had a busy weekend, so I never even got to see any.
Now, the last preseason game, you got to figure starters. Starters have got to play in the last preseason game. Yes?
Maybe a little. Penn State men's soccer announcing its captains for the upcoming season. Freddie Bell, Ben Liscombe, and Matthew Henderson will be the captains for the Nittany Lions in the upcoming season. And Penn State will be opening up at home here Thursday night at Jeffrey Field against Stetson. See what you got, Stetson.
The Hatters.
Yeah, bring them on.
All right. Gee, why are they called the Hatters? Well, it's a Stetson.
No, nobody has any idea. It's
anyway.
completely foreign. Also on Friday, if you missed it, the NCAA laid the hammer down on Michigan. That'll teach them. They're never going to cheat again.
Really?
It's, no.
I mean, most of the people on social media this weekend have been complaining that it's just a slap on the wrist. It's just a bunch of fines.
The thing is,
it's all about money.
But you've got to do it. You've got to hand sanctions down when they matter. Handing it down now does nothing. The people that are responsible have said bye-bye and are not impacted at all. The people that these sanctions, other than Sherrone Moore, I mean, virtually everybody that was involved here has since left the program and has no plan to return. So the, the show cause stuff is just fine. But, I mean, none of those people are going to be clamoring to get back into college football. anytime soon, if ever. It just, it's way too long. 2 years of investigating. I'll get your information, and a couple of weeks later, make your determination. Boom. And if the hammer needs to be put down, put the hammer down. But waiting 2 years, I don't necessarily have a problem with the sanctions. It's just that it's irrelevant at this point. Anyways, NCAA hitting Michigan with what it says is a sizable fine. Well, any fine would be sizable. You can adjust the size. I mean, head coach Sherrone Moore, who had been suspended by the university for 2 games, the NCAA said, "Oh no, no, no! It'll be 3 games. Take that. We got to show that we have the power, baby. You don't tell us that you're giving your coach a 2-game suspension. We're giving him 3." Okay. And then, 4 years probation. We're on top secret. Double probation.
People are complaining. Yes.
This has always been the NCAA just takes way, way too long to investigate this stuff, and then it butts its head in incidents where it has no business. See Penn State, 2011-2012.
Yes.
And takes the no hands off approach on clear cases like North Carolina, where it should have been involved. And then in these cases, again, it's way, I don't even know if it's too little, but it's just way too late. Like it's just ridiculous.
And Michigan will appeal.
Oh, yes. And that's another, So, I don't know. They're saying around $30 million when it's all said and done, will actually be, what is handed out in fines. Way too little, way too late. It is just a microcosm of why the NCAA is and has been completely ineffective as a governing body for at least the last 50 years. The allegations of mental abuse that preceded the resignation of former Wisconsin women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley, now moving to federal court because 5 former players have filed a civil lawsuit against Mosley. They have also filed a civil suit against the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents and Justin Doherty, who served as the administrator for women's basketball and retired as the senior associate athletic director for external communications in April at Wisconsin. The players claim psychological abuse by Mosley and that Doherty was aware of the issue but refused to take any action to protect the players. We may get into this a little more. We're getting one side of the story, and there may very well be a lot of there. It is really hard. This is just my opinion. It is really hard to distinguish between tough coaching, tough love, if you will, that, man, you've got to require this. And the mental health component is, I'm just telling you, it is tricky business when it comes to athletics. I'm certainly much more aware now than I was 7 or 8 years ago of the importance of good mental health. I'm also aware of, like everything else in our society, there are people that try to take advantage of a perceived loophole that, hey, I don't want to practice today. Now, do I think it's a majority of people? Do I think that anybody that claims, man, I need a mental health day? Nope. There are a lot of people with very serious, yep, man, I just need this for my well-being. I'm just telling you, this stuff gets really tricky when you're talking about
especially athletic teams where you're relying on one another. And again, I've read through the allegations. Some of them are certainly concerning. Again, we're getting one side of the story being released out there publicly, and that always, no matter which side it is you're getting, that always makes me really uncomfortable, because I know we're not getting the full story. Now, at the end of the day, the full story may, yep, I still come down on the side of the players. That could very well be. I'm just saying we don't have the entire story here, and that makes me very uncomfortable with the number of people that are taking positions. Oh, she's a horrible coach, and how could you do this? And I, there are different coaching styles. There are some standards that need to be met if you're trying to create a team atmosphere. I don't know. This stuff to me is very tricky, and I don't think I don't think there's an easy fix here in terms of, well, you have to coach this way. And can you imagine trying to put together any team, and it's like, well, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, these players are out because of, and listen, again, I think mental health is much like physical health. So I'm not saying, you know, this happens in, well, probably other teams as well, but certainly football, wrestling, like you have multiple physical injuries, and it's like, oh man, what do we do? Like this stinks because we don't have, so I'm not saying that there's not cases where, yep, you're going to have multiple people out because of mental health issues. But, man, it is hard if you are trying to prepare a team for a competition, a high-level competition, and it's like, all right, well, we have a couple of players out with ankle injuries. We have a knee injury over here, and we have three people out for mental health issues for multiple days this week. If you're a coach, you're like, come on, I'm trying to get a team together here. We need to be competitive. Again, there's different stages on the mental health spectrum. Just like, again, you might be a little sore. Hey, we need you to practice, dude. Like, I know the ankle's not 100%, but it's not injured. Like, you need to be out here. You need to help us get ready. Well, again, where is that line? Yeah, you can play hurt. You can't play injured. You shouldn't play injured. Kind of same thing, mental health. So I'm curious to see where this case goes. And we have several cases along these lines. We've had some here at Penn State. Several cases like this all across the country where people are trying to, all right, how do we handle these situations?
Well, we'll take a break. All this talk about so-called Gen Z, you know, these are high schoolers, college age, people in their 20s, think and react differently, not like the old days. I don't know if that's part of this mix, because that's the group of people we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, young people, that somehow they just have to be treated differently. I can see how some older coaches, and I'm thinking older business people, this drives them crazy, all right? They say Gen Z people drive us nuts, all right, because they think differently. Well, what's right? What's wrong? Yeah, there's a big, giant gray area right there. So, yeah, that's a tough one. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have open line time most of the show. Again, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining us in about an hour. Going to find out more about that hurricane. What's going on? A real big hurricane out in the Atlantic. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey, what you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
All right, we've got a busy week today, or this week. We've got a lot of guests. Not today. Well, yeah, Joe Bastardi, next hour, talk weather. Tomorrow we have two guests. Our friend Chris Buchanani is coming in tomorrow. I guess I have to call him Dr. Buchanani now. He's teaching a special course on Penn State football history that is part of what's called OLLI, O-L-L-I, which is, I don't know, for older folk, it's like free college, so to speak. And there's a whole bunch of courses you can kind of take. And as far as I know, right, you don't have to pay for them.
It's my favorite kind of college.
It's free, I think. And Chris is doing this course on Penn State football history. And so we're going to have Chris for a segment tomorrow just to find out, maybe if you don't know, if you've never heard of OLLI and you're older, I mean, it's something to, I'm taking a look at some of their courses like, yeah, I might want to brush up on a few things there. Also, Dr.
That's where the phrase OLLI, OLLI, oxen free comes from.
Oxen free. Yeah, you get a free oxen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that'd be good out my way.
It would help.
I like a free oxen.
It would
Thank
help.
You very much. Dr. Chris Palma from Penn State is going to join us tomorrow. Now, he's an astronomy professor, so Scott the Space Geek is going to have fun. We're going to talk about space. Not goofy stuff. Like, are we actually going to put people on the moon in a couple of years? Is that really going to happen? Are we actually going to put people on Mars in a few years? Is that really going to happen? And some of the breakthroughs or alleged breakthroughs. There's this mystery planet out there beyond Neptune and Uranus that they've been searching for forever. Have we finally found the doggone thing? All right. Allegedly, it's out there someplace. And, of course, when are the space aliens coming? So that'll be tomorrow. Wednesday.
You mean, when did they come? You don't know? They're already here.
Oh, well.
They're already among us, my friend.
Thanks for scaring me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So to all of our space alien listeners, hi.
Good morning.
It's great to have you.
We love you.
Joining us. Yeah, I hope so. I've seen Independence Day. That gets really nasty.
We come in peace.
Or in pieces. Wednesday, we're going to have a guest from the Constructive Dialogue Institute. Now, this is one I came across recently, and
these idiots want?
Okay, that's...
For crying out loud, they're outrageous!
Okay, that you're not going in the right direction.
Oh,
that's
I'm
not
sorry.
Where we're with. This organization I came across recently, I was fascinated, like, okay, this is pretty interesting. Primarily, they work with colleges and universities to try to foster constructive dialogue. Oh, do we have questions on this? And I reached out to them on a whim, like, hey, do you guys do radio? And the co-founder gets back to me like, yeah, we'd love to be on your show. Great. Okay. We'll find out if these folks are working with Penn State and so on. So that's kind of cool. And then on Thursday, our friend Dave Gertis from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join us. We're going to talk about the effect of tourism on our area. Do you realize what the effect is of tourism on our area? It's huge. And, of course, it's what Dave does pretty much every day. So we got some great guests coming up this week, so stay tuned for that. All right. If you, we were talking about this last week, all right? Penn State football, Beaver Stadium, those temporary stands, you're looking up like, okay, do I want to go sit up there? Oh, boy. Well, over the weekend, a number of people put new images up on social media. The temporary stands don't look so temporary anymore. They actually look really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they look sharp. Now, again, the goofy thing is these are temporary stands. Now, not temporary like they're going to fall down. Temporary like when this season's over, apparently, if I'm understanding this right, they're going to take them back down again to do more work. And then next summer, I don't know, they're going to put them back up again because they still won't be done yet until 2027. It's crazy. So if you drive past the stadium anytime, well, I guess now, today, anytime, you know, take a look, and the stands look really sharp. They look really good.
They do.
Not shaky, okay? Not shaky. A few days ago or a week ago, oh, boy, now it's like, okay. Also, before we take a break, I saw, all right, Mr. Wrestling, I saw a clip on social media, all right? PJ Duke is at this tournament. What is it, an under-20 tournament? tournament.
Yeah, World Championship.
Okay. Yep. And he wins his match against, I don't know, this guy from another country.
Yeah.
And he's like, he has a double leg or whatever, and he's rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. Now, I know, Mr. Ironhead, that most wrestling moves have a name. Does that move have a name? You get your guy, and you just roll him over like three or four or five times.
Yeah, it's a leg lace, and that, he just, yeah, was able to.
But is it normally one, two, three, four?
In freestyle, it is not uncommon.
Really? Yeah,
it is not uncommon.
I mean, it looked crazy. I could understand one, but yeah. It was like one, and then two, and then three, and then four. And I'm thinking the other guy's getting dizzy by this point because P.J. Duke just keeps rolling him over and over and over again. And he ends up getting a big win, technical fall or whatever it was, okay? I just figured that move had a name. The roly-poly or something? You need to give it a name? The roly... So what, you're telling me they don't do that in college matches? The roly-poly?
Well, you don't... the scoring is different. So you're getting exposure in freestyle. So every time, with each one of those, you're getting 2 points, two more points, two more points, because you're exposing your opponent's back separately with each roll. In college, you're not. That actually would be no points if you rolled your guy through like that.
Okay.
in that short of a time, you need to keep your opponent at the 45 degree angle or greater for 2 seconds to get any points off of it. It's a different, just a different style. There's been some discussion, at least. I don't know that internationally it's gotten a lot of, I don't like it because it can end and does. I mean, we've seen many matches end, with that because once you get rolled, it's very difficult. People do it. I mean, it's not like unheard of, but it's just you can rack up very quickly. Yeah, four rolls, and you know, if you've picked up the initial takedown, that ends the match. And it's like, is that really a determination of who's the better skilled wrestler? Like, you got one move, and you're able to hit it over and over. I would like to see them limited. All right, you can, after that second roll, now that scoring off of that sequence is stopped. That would be my preference. I'd like to see more wrestling, more different skills on display. And again, if you hit it a second time and you get a couple more, you end it anyway. But I'm not a big fan of it, just because it can and does end matches very, very quickly. And I don't know, at the end of the day, you're really getting a barometer of, okay, how competitive are these guys with one another? But, I mean, that's wrestling in general. You can, one guy can beat another one day, 15-0, even in folk style, and then the next time they meet, the guy that lost wins 6-1. I mean, it's very much who's on a given day. Now, sometimes there's just a disparity, and one guy's just clearly a better wrestler. But wrestling, especially, you can in freestyle, again, you can get points in a hurry because of those types of
situations.
So
that's what I was watching, because he rolled this guy like four times. So you're saying he scored 2 points every time he rolled him.
Correct.
So he got 8 points real fast.
Yep.
Because it was a whoom, 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 whoom. He's turning this guy into a croissant, for goodness sakes.
Well, and then P.J. Duke in the semifinals had a really good match, really tough match with an Iranian wrestler. And I'm not sure why. He had the advantage. Duke had the advantage because he scored last, and he was up. It was 2-2, but for some reason the Iranian, he clearly thought he won. He's like pumping his fist at the end of it, and it's like, no, dude, you lost. It was like he didn't know the criteria that was used. I don't know if somewhere he thought he had another point. It was just a weird, but anyways, Duke will go for gold today now at 70 kilos and try to continue what has been maybe the most remarkable season ever by a high school senior wrestler. The most remarkable year from what he did in the high school tournament to what he's been doing in the freestyle circuit, both here in the United States, knocking off one of his childhood heroes, and now on the verge of perhaps winning gold at the 20U tournament, and then we'll see what he can do in the senior world championships as well. Just a remarkable young man, and that's an understatement.
I saw that clip on social media too. The Iranian guy is gesturing, yeah. You can see his coach is kind of off in the distance, and he's gesturing like, no, like this. Doing these gestures like, no, you didn't do it. And P.J. Duke's like, I won.
Duke's like, look, he's like, wait a second. Is this not what I thought it was? Because this guy seems happy. And then he's like kind of looking around. He's like, why is he happy? And then all of a sudden, like, reality finally set in. It's like, oh, it's... But anyways.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Next contestant. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. Yes, we will talk some newsy stuff. Come on. We know you love that stuff. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Your calls as well coming up when we return after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at the website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hybrid static transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State. On a marvelous Monday morning. It is Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
All right, let's mention Grange Fair going about halfway through, roughly. Today is Kids Day. So free admission for kids. Now, that would be high school age on down until 4 o'clock. They get in for free. Now, if you didn't know this, if you're 11 and under, you get in free anyway. All right, did you know that? All right, if you're 11 and under, you get into any day. All right, you get into the fair for free.
I'm 11.
All right, so what?
Huh?
What? Okay, you're 11? What, do you have a leap day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Even if you were a leap day, you'd be older than 11.
You don't think I'm 11?
No.
You don't think I can get away with this?
Don't cheat. All right, now you're going to the Little League World Series today, so I'm envious. That should be a lot of fun.
I am okay. Super pumped about
yes.
it.
The Little League folks put out a release late last week, essentially begging people, please do not bet on Little League games.
It's one of those. I'm with them. I wish people wouldn't. And also, you are not going to prevent it. This is the world we live in. I'm with them 100% in the sentiment. And also, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not.
Well,
I did see this story.
And they know that they know everything they you just said. They know.
Oh yeah.
They're pleading with people. Yep. Please don't bet on Little League baseball games. I actually have here's the statement. Okay, it says while Little League International, and that's probably the key word right there.
Yes,
International. All right. While Little League International continues to monitor the complexity and ever-evolving world of sports betting, that's true, we feel strongly there is no place for betting on Little League games or any youth sports competition. So they kind of went broad here.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I do with the sentiment. And also, it's...
Says here,
out of the bag.
Little League is a trusted place where children are learning the fundamentals of the games and all the important life lessons that come with having fun, celebrating teamwork, and playing with integrity. And no one should be exploiting the success and failures of children playing the game they love for their own personal gain.
Yeah, wait until they get to be professionals and we've lost all integrity in sports until you bet.
Or maybe college, all right? Well, that's semi-pro now, I suppose. Now, I don't bet, all right? So I don't have FanDuel and DraftKings and MGM and whatever on my device. I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. I guess I'd be a little stunned if these American outlets are doing betting on like Little League baseball, but I know from experience, since I'm a big soccer fan, over in England, they literally bet on anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they've been doing it for many, 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 many years. I mean, it is wide open. It's in your face. And again, just literally anything. Will the Ironhead have an egg sandwich for breakfast today, or will he have avocado toast? Okay, let's take your bets. I mean, something as crazy as that. As long as somebody is willing to put up some money, they'll come up with a bet for it, including youth sports, which, no. I agree with you 100%. They're pleading with people, please don't do that. But do they have any power? Of course not. They have zero power. I'm not sure if anybody would have any power. And again, international is the key word there. So apparently this is happening in other places. Maybe it's happening here, like, quietly. It's definitely happening other places because you have teams from, what, Japan, Australia, Puerto Rico, Mexico, South America. You got teams from all over coming to this gig. And somehow they're betting on 12-year-olds. Folks, that ought to give you the heebie-jeebies right there. Like, ugh. It's like a slimy feel. Like, really? That's how you're going to make money off 12-year-olds? Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so no betting. All right, I'm watching you. Don't do any kind of betting.
No, I'm
all right. Now, the big news story, of course, on Friday was the big to-do up in Alaska. And I was going to go. I went to the fair Friday evening, but I waited and waited. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to watch TV. Okay, I want to see, did they actually get something accomplished? And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, here comes Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. They come trotting out. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Oh, my gosh. Big crowd there and backdrop and so on. As soon as Putin started talking first, I thought, okay, wait a minute. Normally the host talks first. So that would have been Trump. All right, normally Trump would talk first. When Putin starts talking, I'm thinking, okay, this is unusual. And if you watch this Friday evening, he talks and talks. Now, he's talking in Russian. So, of course, I'm watching TV and there's an interpreter there. You know, here's what he's saying. And he talked for a long time. I was about 10 minutes and said nothing. He said nothing. He was talking about, you know, I don't know, Russia and past and history and how we've worked together in the past and World War II and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on, pal. And then they go over to Trump, and Trump is vague, like, well, we made progress today. Okay, we made progress today, and this was supposed to be a press conference. Now, again, this is a room full of journalists, and they can't wait to start asking questions. Like, rah, rah, rah. And Trump wraps up, and he's like, okay, that's it. And they both walk off the stage. Meanwhile, the reporters, oh, Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump, oh, Mr. Putin, Mr. Putin, and they just walk right off the stage. And then the talking heads are like, they didn't say anything. Why are we all here today? Why did we make this long trip to Anchorage, Alaska? Nah. Now, they did cover some things. Now, Friday, if you're listening Friday, I mentioned maybe this gig is going to last 5 minutes. All right, allegedly Trump said, I'll know in the first 2 minutes if Putin's serious. Well, the gig went for 3 hours. Now, I don't know, maybe they wined and dined for 3 hours. That could be. But they certainly went over some things. There's no doubt that Putin told Trump, here's what I want. All right? And certainly on the list is, okay, we have all this captured territory. No, we're not giving it up. We're not giving it up at all. We fought hard for that. We're not giving it up. Crimea, we've had for like 10 years. We're not giving that up. We're not giving up any of those things. Hey, remember those nukes we have? You do remember those, right? So if anybody went into the Friday gig thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing, I didn't think that. That's why I mentioned the five-minute part. No, they're not going to come to any resolution at all on this gig. Now, today, let's watch out today. This is interesting. All right. If you're not familiar following news, President Zelensky from Ukraine is coming to Washington and apparently bringing most of Europe with him.
Good chunk of it.
I mean, it is a laundry list of European leaders and I guess the European Union and so on. They're all coming to the White House today. And so here's Trump. He's the guy firmly in the middle. Okay. And now he's going to hear what all the Europeans have to say. Like, no, we don't want to give up all that territory. No, if we let Putin have what he wants, he's just going to attack again sometime later. No, we're going to stay resolved. All right, and here's Donald Trump in the middle. Okay. Now, it's interesting. One thing that got way, I thought, way too much coverage late last week, Hillary Clinton comes out and says, you know what? If Trump pulls this off, I'll nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize.
This a very generous show of support.
Oh,
by,
yes. Yeah, very.
First lady. Yeah, it's a,
except you had to read a little further into this promise. All right. Hillary makes this promise if Ukraine gives up no territory. So, in other words, if Trump convinces Russia to just, okay, go back to where you were 3 years ago, Crimea, yeah, give it back. Just give it back. That, okay, if he does all those things, by gum, I'll nominate him for the Peace Prize. Well, none of that was going to happen, and Hillary knows that. But, again, some blowhards on certain media. Oh, look at this. Oh, this is incredible. No, it's just garbage. It's just total garbage. I came across a piece on Fox Business, and finally I found a piece that when I read this, I thought, this person gets it. This person gets it, all right? And I agree with this person. This whole deal with Russia is not about Russia. It's not. Not about Russia. It's not about Ukraine. Wait, what? It's about China, all right? This is all about China. Now, again, folks, we've mentioned this a million times. Trump is a businessman. Everything he does as president is through the lens of business. Getting more business, not for himself, getting more business for the United States, getting better economic terms with other countries, eliminating these deficits and debts that we have with too many of them. China is this giant threat out there in Asia. We got to watch ourselves because if we take our eyes off that ball at some point in the future, boom, we're going to get hit. They're the real, if you will, international threat. Russia is small potatoes. Think about it. Remember this when this war started, what, 3+ years ago? Russia was supposed to roll through Ukraine in like 2 weeks, take over everything, and that's it. It's now 3+ years later, and that still hasn't happened. All right? Russia is impotent. They are. Their military is a shadow of what it once was. Otherwise, this would have been over ages ago. The Ukrainians should not be holding out against these guys. But the Russians are so bad. Now, the problem is, yeah, they got those nukes. All right? Yeah, old nukes. But they've got them, and they work, apparently. So we got to be careful. But otherwise, the Russians are not the big deal here. I think what Trump wants to do, he wants a peace agreement between Trump and Ukraine. And if that means Ukraine has to give up some of its territory, so be it. Stop fighting. Do some security guarantees to make sure, okay, Putin, we're going to give you this. You're going no further. Don't even think about it. The Europeans will be ready for you. So all these European leaders coming to D.C. today, Trump's probably thinking, yeah, bring them. You come on over here. We're going to sit down, and I'm going to tell you that Russia's on the European border. You need to stop them, not just us. It's always been us. All right, how much money and people and stuff have we thrown into Europe over the last 70 or more years? A lot, right? Trump's saying, okay, Europe, this really is your fight. You need to stand up to these guys. So find a way to do it. We'll be there. We'll support you and so on. We'll cheer you on. You need to be there because we need to take our main focus and swing it 100% over to China. China's the much more dangerous threat than Russia. Russia is small potatoes. But this war with Ukraine has been a 3-year distraction that's cost us a lot of money and stuff. Okay? And so I read this piece. I'm like, this person gets it, from Tanvi Ratna. I have no idea who that is. But this is from Fox Business. And that's a lady, by the way. And she nailed, I mean, her whole argument, she absolutely nails it. That's what all this is about from Trump's point of view. This is not about Russia. This is about, all right, let's stop fighting. Let's get a peace agreement. Okay, let's start doing some business dealings with Russia again to pull them away from this little tete-a-tete with China. All right, just pull them away from that so that we can put nearly all of our efforts to watching China. China, don't even think about doing some things. As long as we're distracted with Russia and some other places, that's not a good thing. All right, Russia's not going to do anything. All right, no matter what that one guy, oh, we have nukes, we know how to use them. Okay, you're not going to use them, because if you did, we'd pummel you. Remember that attack in Iran a few weeks ago when our planes flew in and took out their nuclear facilities without the other guys even firing a shot? Remember that? That was more than just Iran. That was a message maybe to Russia, hey, we could do this to you too. Do you really want to risk that, Russia? Really? And of course, it was a bit of a message to the Chinese, like, yep, we're still number one, we're still the big dog. And yes, we're watching you. So there's Trump's, that's the whole thing right there. That was a fantastic op-ed piece. I finally found one that works. I mean, there's plenty of other ones out there that are total garbage. All right, hold on, before we take a break. Here's CNN. Oh, for goodness sake, CNN. It's like, these guys used to be good, like decades ago. Yeah, they used to be good. They're still complaining about Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And essentially this idea, okay, he wants to rig the numbers. Folks, come on, common sense your way through this. For 2 months in a row, the jobs numbers were so grossly wrong, like 90% off, 2 months in a row. From a business perspective, that is unacceptable. And any business would have fired the person in charge of that for incompetency. Well, Trump's a businessman. He's looking at everything through a business lens. This person totally, and her group, totally botched it 2 months in a row. Time for you to go. Let's find somebody else who can add up the numbers correctly. Not rig the numbers. Add up the numbers correctly. But here's another CNN story from, I guess, earlier today. Oh, they're looking at other countries around the world that rigged their jobs numbers, that rigged their economics numbers. We might be heading down that same road. Mm-hmm. Oh, for God's sakes, do any of these people have a business bone in their body? One bone. Before we take a break, what do you think?
I think not.
Yeah. I mean, it's common sense. It is so obvious, and yet some of these allegedly smart people continue to either not get it or to be so blinded by their ideology that they don't care. Folks, now that should concern all of us. It just should. Common sense your way through this. It's not hard. If Scott, dumb as a brick, Geezy can get it, anybody should be able to get it. It's not hard. All right, let's take our break. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. You want to call in? If I'm wrong, please, I'm begging you, call in and tell me why I'm wrong. We'll give you the floor, okay? We'll take a break. Come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at the website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. And the phone line is open for one more segment here at 814-954-7266. If there's anything from the weekend that you want to weigh in on, we'd love to hear from you. If there's something coming up that you'd like to promote, something going on in the area with your group, by all means, give us a ring. Let our audience know about it. And again, anything else that's on your mind, fair game here on a Monday. I always confirm with Mr. Bastardi on Monday morning that that he's coming on. I haven't gotten the confirmation return yet, so stand by. Not 100% sure. We'll be joined by Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. But hoping that's the case. If not, we have the Mad Turtle waiting in the bullpen for the call to talk about a pretty incredible weekend and what we are hoping will be a very fun day coming up.
All right. Folks, we're in crazy times, aren't we?
We are.
We're in crazy times. Here's two stories from opposite sides of a coin.
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, Scott here, I'm a registered Republican, all right, and so somehow I got on a bunch of email lists, even though I didn't sign up for any of them.
It is amazing how that works.
Yeah, isn't that? And I tell you, at least just in the past week, these Republican outlets are going wild right now. I mean, sending out 2, 3, 4 messages a day about all sorts of different things, sometimes with names attached, like Lindsey Graham. All right, Rand Paul, Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani is making a comeback, for God's sakes. All right, then I get this one, all right?
Yeah.
I gotta love this stuff, I guess. It says here, fellow American. Well, I'm glad they got that part right. President Trump is in the White House. Republicans control the Senate. Our movement, again, this is Republicans, our movement has the momentum.
Yes.
But in times like these, when the swamp is on edge and the media is sharpening its knives,
media,
we need to know exactly who we can count on. That's why we've launched the official MAGA Majority Identity Test.
And an identity test.
This says, this isn't just any old survey. It's a loyalty check from the grassroots up. And I stopped right there.
Huh.
I stopped right there.
That was it for you.
All right. There was more. I just stopped right there. So now we have loyalty tests. And, of course, at the end, it's always, hey, send money. Like, okay. Hear this?
I hear it. Sounds like you're ripping it up.
It's like, give me a break. And I'm Republican, and this stuff is over the top. I get one or two Democrat things because, again, somebody signed me up for something.
Yeah.
Although they haven't been nearly as active as the Republicans here in the past week. So, anyway. But then let's flip the coin.
All right, let's flip.
All right, flip the coin. We now know who the darling is of the Democrat Party. We now know who it is. All right?
It's
And for the, no, it's not you.
What?
I'm terribly sorry. It is not you. No offense. Not even close, pal.
Offense taken.
All right. Stick with wrestling. All right. There we go. You do great at that. But anyway, all this gerrymandering talk is entertaining, I guess. Maybe that's one word for it.
I am not voting for gerrymandering. I don't know if you've met this fellow, but the whole Mandarin family, to be honest with you, I could do without. No way I'm voting for Jerry.
Do you know who Jerry was?
I mean, I didn't know him personally, but yeah.
Really?
I know.
I was going to say, this was 200-something years ago, so no, you didn't know him personally.
I did not have the good fortune to meet
I think
Mr. Man.
It was Jerry, I think, Elbridge, who was a founding father, all right, from Massachusetts, and he was the governor. And after the Republic started, he got this harebrained idea to, you know, rejigger up districts in Massachusetts to politically benefit his side. And somebody coined the term gerrymandering. Jerry was his first name. And that's where that term came from. And we've had it now for over 200 years. So Texas wants to add more Republican seats in the House of Representatives. So California comes out, no, we've got our plan. We're going to add Democrat seats.
Oh, that clever Mr. Newsom.
All right. He is the new darling of the Democrat Party. It is not AOC. It is not Bernie Sanders. It's not that guy running for New York or running for mayor in New York. It's none of those people. All right. It's Gavin Newsom. Now, for those of you that are longtime listeners of this show, first off, thank you for hanging around this long.
Mm-hmm.
Last summer, when Joe Biden got the boot for the presidential election, who was the person who said, you know, probably the top person for the Democrats should be Gavin Newsom? That was me, by the way. All right? Because it just seemed so obvious. No, it was not Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has a book coming out here this fall. What's this book called? 107 Days? Somehow she wrote a book. Well, she didn't write it. Somebody else did. About her presidential campaign last year. Folks, is anybody going to buy this book? Why would you buy this book? All right, this is a story about how we colossally failed in a presidential campaign. All by me, Kamala Harris. Why would you buy that? Why would you write the book? And then, folks, why would you buy one? Now, you can do what you like. When this book comes out, you want to rush to Barnes & Noble and buy one? Go ahead. All right? Go ahead.
Got to see what it's about.
But for, well, yeah. Just, no. All right, we got to take our break because yes. I bet that's probably Joe.
I think it is.
All right, let's take our break. Folks, seriously, why would you waste your money on that book? Now, it's just one man's opinion. Don't. All right, go get a fiction book. Well,
but
fiction book. Okay.
Do stay tuned.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. More Let's Talk coming up.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
And we head to the final segment for our Monday morning. Normally, we are joined by Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com. And, wow, this is weird.
What?
A normal program developing here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
All right.
Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, joins us via the phone line. Good morning, Mr. Bastardi.
Well, good morning. A little bit abnormal in that I'm actually outside of Victory Sports right now. I had to drop my car off to get the front end aligned. So before I go into the gym, I'm doing this broadcast here. So You might hear cars whooshing by over here.
That is just the type of commitment Mr. Bastardi is willing to make to you, our beloved listeners.
There have been people that have been saying for years that I should be committed, and I took them up on their advice.
Ooh, that's deep. Okay,
Scott, you're back. Hey, how many vacations have you had this year, Scott?
It's one vacation after the other. He is.
What about you?
Hardly ever here. I'm hard
Give
at work day after day. But you are off gallivanting as you were again last Monday. But yeah, welcome back. Thanks for showing up at least.
I had my health checkup. Okay, that's what I was
saying. Oh, yeah.
You had your what checkup?
It was a health checkup.
In air quotes.
No, it's not in air quotes.
Down in Hawaii.
Hawaii? Yeah, Baltimore. Thank you very much. Yeah, they're very similar, Baltimore and Hawaii. All right, yeah. Joe, we got this big hurricane. Woo! Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N.
Yeah.
Tell us about this hurricane, because it's suddenly become big news. What's going on?
Well, it should be big. We talked about a week ago, and 3 weeks ago, we said that we were going to get a big burst of storms for the mid and latter part of August. We didn't get as many singular storms, but we put all the energy into this one. It's turning into just one of those old-fashioned major Atlantic hurricanes. It's going to be huge. When you see it Wednesday, the cloud photograph of it, it's going to have a 700-mile wide diameter of clouds, like we used to see with a lot of the storms. And fortunately, it should stay. The closest approach I have it is about 150 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras Wednesday night. They will have tropical storm conditions on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's one of these storms where it's going to pile a lot of water up. There's going to be tidal flooding and all that kind of stuff, and nasty, nasty waves on the eastern seaboard. Some of my buddies back in high school would love this stuff because they go surfing in it. But the problem is that this is such a big storm that it's one thing to have sets where they come in and, every maybe 15, 20 seconds a big set of waves comes in. But it's another thing when you're having swells and intersecting waves and that kind of thing. And so people have to just stay out of the water for the next week, much of the East Coast beaches because of this thing. And then it'll be gone next week at this time. It'll be in the North Atlantic moving out. But it's going to be slow to recurve, and it's going to be one of these things where you say, well, it's a good thing it's not hitting land because it'd be an extremely destructive storm if it did. As it is, it's going to cause problems in the Outer Banks. We got a big, cool, hot pressure system that's settling into the area, and delightful weather this week. Delightful weather next week. I was a little upset to see it rain yesterday because I want to keep my lawn brown so no one has to mow it. I noticed this morning there was a tinge of green in the lawn. And, if we could get away with that, I'll be able to go another 2-3 weeks without the lawn getting mowed. Because overall, the pattern's going to be dry the next 10 to 15 days. I'm optimistic that Saturday for the opening for a week away from now for the Penn State football game is going to be beautiful. Be like an autumn morning, maybe starting in the upper 40s, low 50s, getting in the 60s and low 70s during the afternoon for the game or whatever time. What time is game time? Noon?
3:30.
3:30 for the opening.
Well, whatever. It's a few hours later. It's not going to make that big a difference. So, we get one good weather. That's a Labor Day weekend. A Labor Day weekend will be cooler than normal this year. So I think we're past the hottest part of the summer. Last week was, and that's that. So,
all right, Joe. Did I hear you correctly? Let me go back to this hurricane. You said maybe like on Wednesday or a couple days, this thing could be 600 miles wide.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, that used to happen. I'm talking about the cloud mass. Probably hurricane force winds will extend out 150 to the east, 100 to the west. It used to happen quite a bit. All the big Atlantic hurricanes back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s used to just be monstrous storm. I was looking at a storm back in 61, Hurricane Esther, which came. The path was pretty close to this one. Passed 120 miles southeast of Montauk. And gave 108 mile an hour winds to Long Island. And what we haven't been seeing these past 10 to 15 years is the storm's 100 miles away from you. It's like, oh, not much is going on. I was in Baton Rouge when Ida was coming up, and Ida was 120 miles south of Baton Rouge, and there was hardly any wind in Baton Rouge. And I'm like, what the heck? What kind of hurricane is this? Because they've been very small and very compact. And when this had reached its strongest point on the Saffir-Simpson scale a couple of days ago, it was very compact. And it was, I mean, 75 miles south of the storm, they were having 10-mile-an-hour winds. And this is what my big beef is with the way we grade hurricanes. We've got to get rid of the Saffir-Simpson scale and start looking at the size of the storm. Size matters. So what will happen is when this thing's 150 miles south-southeast of Hatteras, it'll probably have 120-mile-an-hour winds at the center, not quite as strong as what it was when it was northeast of Puerto Rico, but it'll be much bigger so that if you're 100 miles away from it, you're on the borderline of hurricane-force winds. So I'm saying this...
We called the cops on him.
Someone just sped on 322, and the cop caught him out here by Hills Plaza. So that's what that was about. But anyway, and people gawk at it, and I'm looking at it, say we have to quantify the way we look at these storms, so we can evaluate the total power of them versus what happened in the past. And then you have an accurate look at how does this compare to history. But it looks like one of these big monsters that used to... when Hurricane Carla was in the Gulf in 61, the entire Gulf was covered by the hurricane with its cloud mass. That's how big it was. So, you know, this isn't going into the Gulf, but it's going to be a very, very big storm in a couple of days, and people will be gawking at it. Especially, see, what happens is most people go, I haven't seen that before, so that means it couldn't have happened before, so that means it's climate change. That's how the brain works with some of this stuff.
Oh, anyway. Yep. All right, Joe, let's do an education here of sorts, all right? So there's big storms out there. Instead of plowing into the East Coast and then maybe heading our direction, this thing's going to take a right-hand turn in the Atlantic Ocean and miss a lot of stuff. Why the right-hand turn? What causes the right-hand turn?
The overall pattern, the same pattern that is driving a front southeast through here, and it's nice and cool this morning, and we're in cool weather. That trough is interacting with the hurricane enough. You see, hurricanes are nature's way of taking heat out of the tropics and putting it into the temperate region. So they always look for weaknesses to break through, and it's getting a weakness to break through. Last week at this time, I was looking at it going, well, there's a chance that a piece of the trough comes down and picks it up and tries to take it in even closer to the coast. As it is, the hurricane centers had to shift their track about 200 miles west over the last 3 days from where they had it originally going. So it's trying to fight its way westward, but I think it's going to run out of room before it can get all the way up. There's one model I was looking at, the UK Met, gets it to within 100 miles of Hatteras, actually brings hurricane force conditions on the outer bank. But in the end, the overall hemispheric pattern will determine where this is going to go. Remember, hurricanes are corks in a stream. Despite how large they look, the mass of the hurricane is all centered in the lower to middle part of the atmosphere and over a small area, so it reacts to everything around it. It also interacts and tries to change the flow around it, but this one won't be able to do it enough, so it's going to have to, you know, right turn, Clyde, just before it looks like it's going to come toward Hatteras.
And amazingly, this thing isn't going to hit any land like Bermuda or something. It's going to totally miss everything.
Well, the center's going to miss everything. But right. I told you, you're going to have tropical storm conditions at Cape Hatteras and on the Outer Banks. So, I mean, you know, that's the thing that, you know, on our impact scale, if a hurricane can stay on, let's say this thing had passed 20 miles southeast of Hatteras and it had a Category 3 hurricane. They had Category 3 hurricane conditions. It'd be scored as a Category 3 hurricane. The eye doesn't have to cross land, but this is far enough out. And not every hurricane hits the United States. In fact, the ratio of hurricanes actually hitting the United States is like one out of every 12 over the years due. So, you know, last year we correctly identified a year that we thought there would be five or six hurricanes hitting, and we had them. This year we only have two or three actual hurricane impacts and one or two of them major. And September is going to be a very – I think it's going to be a hyperactive month. There's going to be a lot of storminess in September in the hurricane season. I'm just looking at the overall pattern. The Pacific remains I can't even believe what I'm looking at in the Western Pacific. I've never seen it so quiet out there. So the Atlantic is going to have to take up some slack. It's August 18th, and Erin is the only named storm on August 18th in the entire planet, which is like, holy smokes. I mean, it's really, really quiet. So the Atlantic's going to take up the slack, and I think you'll see a lot of that in September.
All right. Well, we got Grange Fair this week, so let's back up a little bit through the weekend. Cool, dry. What are we looking at for this week?
Yeah, we may have to deal with some shower. I mean, it's not going to be overpoweringly cool. It's just going to be a heck of a lot cooler than what it was, and it looks dry most of the week. I could see some showers on the weekend, and then once that goes through, we're probably dry much of next week too. So and cool. So we're going to be running cooler than normal overall. It's good. I guess if there's good weather for the Grange Fair, this is good weather for the Grange Fair. So that's something you Grange Fairites out there. Is that what you call it?
Grange Fairites. I don't know.
I've only been to the Grange Fair like once, I believe, and I couldn't ring that bell out there, and everybody's making fun of me because I was about 215 pounds at the time, but I'd thrown my back out, so all these people were giving me a hard time about, you lift all those weights, you can't even ring the bell. And I'm like, what an embarrassment that was. But anyway.
Tough times at the Grange.
Yeah.
Good week at the Grange.
Weather.
Yeah, good. Home at the range when you're at the Grange. How's that?
That's home on the Grange.
There you go.
Now we get real quick. High school football Friday night starts. What about Friday
looks
night?
Good.
Looking great.
Weather looks good right now.
Okay.
Looks good. Comfortable temperatures. I mean, I guess will there be some gnats around? I don't know. You know, I have to try to figure that out. Maybe we can see it on the Doppler radar. Look, an area of gnats is moving in. Do we have a home game, State College High?
Yes. State College and actually all five Center County schools open up at home this year on Friday.
Isn't there some kind of big golf tournament this weekend with the wrestling club?
I've heard something about it.
Should
be a pretty good time.
It looks like the weather's going to be good for that, too.
That is...
I remember in 2021, 2021, we had that thunderstorm hit, and it just dumped an inch and a half of rain on the back part of the golf course at Top Trees and just... flooded everything.
Yep. But nothing like that to worry about this week. Mr. Mastardi, in 5 seconds, what should we do with that weather?
Enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got. God bless you guys.
Thank you. Scott and I will be back tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey.